listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. What the story teaches.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites Durood Pak in abundance, there'll be light for them on the full sirat. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. Okay, today we got a beautiful story related to Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. One story that we told previously on this series was regarding the Asa Mubarak, the staff, the wooden staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, where this staff, when he was challenged by the magicians, they made their ropes into snakes. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, to the command of Allah azza wa jal, when he put his staff down, his staff swallowed all those snakes. And as a result of that, the magician realized that this is not a magic trick, it is a miracle of Allah, and they all became Muslims, they believed in Allah. But we found that Pharaoh and his followers, they still did not embrace the true faith. Okay?
Why did the people of your own did not believe after seeing so many miracles?
Okay, one is Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was the prophet of Allah azza wa jal. And they saw that he did not have gold on him, like how Fir'aun had a lot of gold, he had a lot of wealth. The prophet of Allah, they don't need wealth, because Allah Azza wa Jal provides for them. So they saw, because for them, they saw Fir'aun as someone providing all the needs. He had a lot of wealth. And they could not see angels following Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So therefore, they did not believe, though they saw the miracles, but also that these people, the followers of Fir'aun, were oppressed for a long time. And because they oppressed, they lacked vision. They couldn't see beyond what was apparent in front of them. So their judgment was limited to this material world. So they couldn't understand the spiritual world. And they also regarded the ruler to be, because he was wealthy and he provided for all the worldly needs, so they took him as superior. So in their ignorance, they regarded Fir'aun because he supplied them with wealth and he had a lot of power, so they regarded him as powerful, and therefore they ignored the call of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Now this story, after Hazrat Musa alayhi salam showed this miracle, and he was annoyed by the cruel conduct of Fir'aun, so Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he made dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal. He said, Ya Rabb, he said, Fir'aun has crossed the limit and his people have broken promises. Therefore, he said, let them suffer. Let them taste your punishment because they deserve a lesson. And because he's been oppressing me, oppressing my people. And after Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made this dua, the first thing that happened was previously River Nile used to flood his bank. And when he used to flood his bank, the crops used to grow. But this time, it did not flood his bank. And as a result, the crop failed. So there was a famine for some time. And then after that, the first punishment came. When all of a sudden, a cloud came and darkness fell everywhere. And then it began to rain. And it rained so heavily that water entered the houses of all the people of Fir'aun. And everywhere it was flooded. And the rain water came up to the neck. So whoever sat down, they got drowned and they died. So they couldn't get rid of this water and they were suffering. The flood destroyed the whole field and all the gardens, and they suffered with this torment for 1 week. And what was surprising for them, that the home of Bani Israel, the people who were obeying Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, next to them, water did not enter their homes. Their homes were normal. But only the homes of the people of Fir'aun was flooded. And when this happened, the followers of Fir'aun, they couldn't take it anymore. They couldn't tolerate the torment. Then they became helpless. They went to Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and they said, please make dua, pray for us, that this calamity, this punishment must be withdrawn. And they committed themselves. They said, please do this, and then we will embrace faith, we will become your followers. And thus, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam made dua, and Allah azza wa jal withdrew this torment. The rainstorm was over. And after this, what happened? The crop that grew was so much more and better than before. Now, when the people of Fir'aun saw this, they said, no, this flood was actually a blessing for us. See, because of the flood, look at what crop we're getting. So they became arrogant again. And again, they did not embrace faith, and they became barbaric and started doing sinful activities again. And what happened was, first, for 1 month they had a break. For 1 month, Allah Ta'ala gave them a chance to amend their ways, because Allah Ta'ala punished them. But then, they still disobeyed after 1 month. Then after 1 month, Allah Azza wa Jal sent for them locusts. Locusts are these insects that come and eat all the crops. So this swarm of locusts emerged from every nook, from every corner, and first it ate all the crops. The crops they were proud of, saying, see how beautiful crops we have. So Allah Ta'ala sent locusts, it finished all the crops. It even ate the wood of the homes. And then the homes of the people of Fir'aun were full of locusts. So the people were miserable because there were locusts all over in the homes. So not only it destroyed the field and the crops, but it also invaded the homes. So they could not get away. But then they found that the people of Bani Israel, the people who were believing in Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, they were safe. Nothing was wrong with them. Then, upon seeing that the Fir'aun's followers, they got a great lesson, because now they were tired of this punishment. So again they went to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and they said, please make dua. Tell Allah azza wa jalla to remove the punishment from us. And they said, inshallah, we will bring faith on you. That means we become believers, and we will not torture the Bani Israel. Therefore, on the 7th day, that means 7 days, this punishment was on them. On the 7th day, Allah azza wa jalla removed this punishment as well. After Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made dua for them. Again, they stayed undisturbed for 1 month. But once again, they broke the promise. They did not embrace the true faith. They were still doing kufr, and they were still carrying on with the sins. And they started torturing the followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And that because they did this, then after 1 month, then Allah Azza wa Jal sent another punishment of them. This time He sent weevils. And these weevils went onto the crops and destroyed whatever crops they had stored. Weevils are like insects. So they had food, whatever they had stored, all the food reserves that they had kept stored, it ate every one of them. And then it went under the clothes. It started biting the skin. and the body started like itching, right? And they were stinging also. And they were suffering with the pain. And the condition became so bad that they started scratching themselves. It was affecting their heads, the beard, the mustache, the eyebrow, that means wherever. It looked as if they were suffering with smallpox. Smallpox is a kind of a disease because of this vermin. It also went and affected the food, the water, that means wherever they opened the utensil, and they couldn't even sleep because it was worrying them all the time. And this punishment also lasted for 1 week. And they were very miserable. Again, they began to howl and scream and cry because the thing was hurting them and they were suffering. And they found that the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, no problem. So again they went to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and said, please make dua to Allah to remove this, we bring faith into you, we'll believe in you. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam felt pity for them because he saw them suffering. And then he made dua, and alhamdulillah, on the 7th day, again this punishment was gone again. But this was the habit. After that, they again went against the word. They did not believe in Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Again, they started doing cruel things and doing sins and not believing in Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Then after 1 month, Allah Azza wa Jal sent another punishment for them. Now what was this punishment? And this is something that they couldn't believe. There was invasion of frogs in the homes, frogs all over, right? So wherever the people sat, thousands of frogs came around them, started jumping on them, all over, all around them. When anybody opened the mouth to eat, the frog used to go into the mouth. So they went inside the mouth, right? And then when they opened the pots, the frog used to jump into the pot. So they couldn't do anything. And then, as I said, it would sit on the bodies, and the frogs were troubling them. And they got no relief. Whether walking, sleeping, whatever, the frogs were always on them. And they started crying for help because they were being troubled. Again, this punishment, the followers of Musa Islam, they were not going to this punishment. So again, when this happened to them, again they went to Hazrat Musa Islam. They said, please make dua. So again, Hazrat Musa Islam made dua because he was feeling sorry for them. Because they were suffering. And then, after this punishment was withdrawn, again they forgot the promise they made and they started troubling the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And then Allah Azza wa Jal now sent the 5th punishment to them. And this punishment was such that all the waters for them turned into blood. The water in the well became blood. The waters in the river became blood. And the people of Fir'aun, they started complaining. And they went to Fir'aun. Fir'aun said, no, this is magic of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And he said, but they saw that the followers of Musa alayhi salam, when they were taking water, is normal water. So then he said, no, this is doing some tricks. So, but when they went into the home and they opened the container that had water in the home, that also had turned into blood. So all the water in the home as well had turned into blood. But for the believers, their water was not affected. When Pharaoh saw this, he said, must take out water from the same buckets of the believers. But the same strange thing happened, in the bucket where the believers were taking water was normal water, where they went to take water out, that water became blood. Because this is the miracle of Allah Azza wa Jalla, right? So now they were frustrated and they were thirsty. They couldn't drink because they can't drink blood. So then they became thirsty. Then they came to the believers. They said to them, then they must drink the water and put the water into their mouth. And when the believers put the water into their mouth, then water became blood. So this thing was, they were troubled by this. And yet for the believers, the water was crystal clear. Now again, in order to quench the thirst, they started eating grass. But even there, when they started chewing the grass, the water in the grass became blood as well. So this punishment of theirs was because, and this also lasted for 7 days. And again, they made dua, they said, after 1 month, they said that Hazrat Musa make dua that this punishment must be removed. But again, after this, they were still disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. And we know finally what happened to them. Finally, the final punishment for them was when they tried to cross the river Nile, Allah Azza wa Jal caused them all to drown, and they were destroyed, and none of them survived. So they kept disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. So the final punishment was when they were trying to chase the followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, they crossed the river Nile, and when they went in the middle of the river Nile, Allah Ta'ala made the, because Allah Ta'ala made roads in the river for the followers of Musa alayhi salam, they were safe. When they went onto the road, as they went in the middle, Allah Azza wa Jal asked the river to cover itself, and they all drowned. So this story is mentioned in the Holy Quran. I will just read the story, the translation from Kanzul Iman. Kanzul Iman, the translation of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu. And this is in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 133 to 136. Translation in English. Then we sent upon them the flood and the locust and the pest, or in bracket lice, and the frogs and the blood. Distinct signs. In response, they became arrogant and were sinful people. And whenever the punishment came upon them, they said, O Musa, pray to your Lord for us, by means of his covenant with which is with you. Indeed, if you lift the punishment from us, we will surely believe in you, and let the children of Israel go with you. Consequently, when we lifted the punishment from them for a period of time, which they must reach, they turned away. We therefore took revenge upon them, so we drowned them in the river, because they used to deny our signs and were careless upon them. So what do we learn from this? We learn some stories. The first moral lesson is that it is a deadly sin to break promises and to refute and disrespect the Prophet. Due to these sins, different types of torment can strike the people, as it struck the people of Fir'aun. And finally, they were destroyed, they drowned. And the signs have been wiped out from this earth. So it is obligatory for every Muslim to avoid breaking promises of Allah and committing sins. And in this way, we will be protected from divine punishment. And also the last point is, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was extremely tolerant, compassionate and kind, because despite his enemies breaking his promises repeatedly, he still felt sorry for them. He still made dua for them. From this we learn that it is very important, especially as muballighs, as people, who we have to be tolerant. Even if people make us angry, we must always be kind and tolerant to pass the message of Allah. And because the religious scholars are successors of the Prophet of Allah, alayhi wasalam, it is essential that we must always have compassion, and we must not think about revenge. In this way, it will make it easy for us to pass the message of Allah and do Neki ki da'wat, invite people towards goodness. Ameen bi jahi nabi al-ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. What the story teaches.